Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Everybody, this is Chris Michael Ward. I am filling in for authoress Terry Lyle. She's on a very, very well-deserved vacation for the show. She'll be back on September 14th. And tonight, first I want to thank our listeners all around the world, from Hawaii to Japan and beyond. Sorry for the little delay between the music and coming on. And that the song I just played was Aretha Franklin, "Do Right Woman, Do Right Man," because you know why? Because Aretha Franklin just passed away. So, but I opened the show with Aretha Franklin. So now I will get the keep the ball rolling and introduce my lovely co-host, Mark Anthony Riel. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Chris Michael. I don't know how lovely I am right now, but sitting in my underwear, I'm pretty lovely.
Yeah.
I thought I'd do the interview naked, but I that might be in poor taste.
Yeah, that might be in poor taste. You know, not to diss your naked body, but that might be in poor taste. All right. Well.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
I was going to say that tonight's guest, before I introduce her, I want to tell people about her. She is the goddess of womb healings and sex toys. And this is part one of the show that we're doing on her. And her name is Jade Bryant. And part two will be with Terry will be back in mid-September to do part two. So I think this is her on the line. So please, ladies and gentlemen, give a round of applause for Jade Bryant.
Yay.
Hello, Jade.
Hello. Hey. How are you doing?
All hail the goddess.
Oh, thank you. Gracias. Mucho gracias. I just want to say to you, you are in the privacy of your home. So, no, absolutely not. It is not bad to be in your nude and be in your birthday suit and enjoy yourself.
I put on my chotes for you. That's Spanish for underwear.
Oh, great. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. All right.
We're so looking forward to this interview, though. I got my questions for you, honey.
Oh,
yeah,
thank
Jade.
You.
So,
okay. Well, I'm ready.
Okay. So, Jade, before we begin the interviewing process, tell our lovely viewers and me and Mark a little bit about yourself.
Sure, absolutely. So, I've been doing love coaching and relationship healing work, or what I call relationship healing work, for 14 years now. And I love what I do, and I also have a radio show as well here on Blog Talk. And upon my many interviews that I've had, I had discovered a womb goddess, a healer herself, who does healing and does different things dealing with just woman health. And I enjoyed our show so much that I decided to look deeper into that. So along with sex toys and talking to couples and women about their sex life and sexual healing, I found healing women in a different perspective. So that's what I do. I am an educator, a radio personality, a womb healer, a sexologist, if you will. I'm all of the above that deals with the yumminess of a relationship, a healthy, loving relationship and sexual relationship, and loving oneself.
Uh-oh, watch out, Dr. Ruth.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All right, Mark,
I think she's a little taller than Dr. Ruth.
Oh, I haven't seen her. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, she's Dr. Ruth is only 4-something. 4'6".
Yeah.
Maybe?
No, I've seen pictures of Dr. Ruth. That's like you and Gene. I've never seen pictures of Gene.
Yes, I remember sneaking and listening to her at night when I was young. She's the best.
All right. Well, Mark, what's your question?
Well, first of all, Jade, goddess, you need to. I don't know if Terry told you, but Chris Michael and I are gay, so this is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, we're talking about two gay guys.
That's
about
beautiful.
China.
But it should not. No, but it should not detract from all the questions we want to ask you.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm single, okay? I'm a gay single man. Chris is in a committed relationship, a long-time relationship. Now, let's get this out of the way, and then we'll go to the JJ. I've used, you know, a cock ring. I used to use poppers during sex, but I stopped that because of, you know, health reasons. But I've never used a dildo on myself. But that sex toy that you demonstrated on YouTube, tell us more about the auto masturbation thing.
Okay,
do you have one of those for men?
So we have a lot of sex toys for men and couples. And there's different ones. There's different ones. I'm just trying to think right now off the back of my mind. But a lot of guys like the cock rings, the dual cock rings, the masturbator sleeves. They love the bullets that allows them, whether in a gay relationship or a heterosexual relationship, they like to have that remote. Because that is like the fun in the game. So they also like that as well. So those are different toys that I would sell to men.
What about some of your foreplay products that really, really get things revved up?
Well, now I'm into natural stuff. But we have a lot of different creams and numbing gels. The only thing is with the numbing gels, I always say, like, if you are a first timer having anal play, that you not use the anal lube unless you're just very, very careful. I just like to say a disclosure when using those, because those are one of our top sellers as well. And it's because the numbness can cause you not to feel any stretching or tearing. So I have to say a disclaimer on that. So that's one of the things that is used to help stimulate and as well as not be able to have that discomfort.
Right.
And then the edibles are really good. So we have a lot of different edibles. And the penis numbing gels are a lot of people's favorites because that helps with gag reflexes. So if you're someone who just happens to gag a lot, that helps to numb that.
Like me.
I used to be that way too. So, I mean, and it helps. It does help. So.
It's so embarrassing, though. Jade, it's so embarrassing, though, to be gagging when somebody's forcing it down your throat, you know?
But you know what? That turns the man on when he hears the sound of the gagging and all of the noises that's coming from your mouth. That actually heightens the feeling for him.
Yeah, but
so
when your snot's coming out of your nose
then your
eyes are watering.
Exactly, yeah. Sometimes it can look a little ugly, but if he's closing his eyes and he's just listening and hearing it, another thing, because I have women that say the same thing and guys like you that say the same thing, and I will say sometimes, I'll say turn away from him. You don't have to always necessarily be looking at him or looking in his eyes. Sometimes you can turn away so he can hear the sound, because that really can get him going to hear the, you know, and the gagging.
The sound is a turn on
for
me. Yeah.
Yes. So he can hear it, but he doesn't see what's going on when you're going through the snotty and the eyes watering and everything. And then you just keep up a towel or something, a damp towel or a face cloth next to you. That way, when you're done, you can just clean your face up real quick. And then turn around and smile.
And then proceed.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, when you're giving a guy a blowjob, the goal is to have him bust his load, not you. So, you know, you gotta
please him. Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't blow too quickly.
Yeah.
Well, that does become a problem. And I will say sometimes you have to watch. Some of the numbing substance can, like the cream, can enhance the flow that it's not, that blood's not rushing so fast that it does cause that ejaculation, that quick ejaculation. So that does help. But you do have to watch that because some people can actually come and still have that numbness feeling. And not feel the passion of it all right away because it is a little numb. So you just have to watch how much you put on.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Jade, my question for this is Chris Michael. Well, you know, I introduced myself at the beginning of the show, but just to remind you. My question for you is now when. We're gonna stay on the blowjob subject for a minute, but because my question is, when you swallow the guy's load, is it normal for you to taste like you know, or when you have his cum in your mouth, is it normal for you to taste like if you know a cigarette taste or something like that? Because I mean, if he's a smoker, that's normal, right?
Yeah, and if he's eating meat, like, so sometimes it's better if you're, like, really, really preparing for that kind of intimate moment, then typically if you are doing that and you might be a swallower, then you should suggest to him that he cleanses out for a couple of days or so, eating a lot of fruits and different things like that. That will change the taste a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's not just him being a smoker, it's not just him being a smoker. If he eats a lot of meat and unhealthy foods, that also impacts the taste of the semen as well.
Because I mean, I've given blowjobs to guys who ain't smokers. So I mean, I figured it was because he smoked and whatnot. So every guy has a different cum taste, right? Is that right, Jade?
Yeah, they can have a different. Everyone can have a different taste.
Okay.
No semen taste or smell or texture is the same. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, it's at the tip of my brain. I hate when that happens. It's like our fingerprint. Do you understand what I'm saying? Everybody's semen is different. So the texture, the taste, the smell for everybody is going to be unique. Remember, the pheromones that comes from our body that attracts how we smell and attracts a person to you because you're like, oh, my God, he smells so damn good. I don't know what it is, but you know what I mean? And it might not even be the cologne. That's the pheromone that you're smelling. You can smell, you can have that same scent or similar scent within the semen as well.
All right, Jade. So, okay, Jade, now I guess the time has come because So tell two gay guys about vaginas.
So I do vaginal steaming as well, and let me just tell y'all, by the way, there are men that's doing this too. So okay, so there's penile and anal steaming as well. Okay. But to get to the woman, what it does is there are properties I'm getting tongue-tied right now. But what it is that when I get excited, I get like that, y'all. So I apologize. But the herb that we put into the pot, there's a pot that the steam and the herbs, they merge together. And the properties of the herb is what is healing to the woman, okay? And the man, if he comes in and does the same thing. But for the woman, what it provides is it provides healing, and it provides soothing for different vaginal or womb illnesses that women can have, or it prevents it from happening as well. In addition, this method that women use that is ancient, by the way, it's not something that's new. This is something that has been transferred from generation to generation, from our ancestors and so forth. And so with this method, women can just heal themselves and even tighten and tone the elasticity of their vaginal walls. So it's that powerful that it helps them when they are having sex. They can start to feel a difference. The guy feels a difference in that as well. It regulates their cycle. So there's different healing properties for having this as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
So it helps with a lot. We have through DNA and the blueprint alone of what's within us, our yonis and our wombs can release cellular membranes of sexual and emotional trauma. So I always like to suggest to women who have had some type of physical, emotional, or sexual trauma in their life that they do this. In addition, it's also healing because through that DNA blueprint that I mentioned, we don't have to have gone through a sexual trauma in our life. So for the women that's listening in, sometimes traumas can exist within us from way back from our ancestors. That the semen assists with that. It assists with releasing the cellular membranes that we collect through trauma, any kind of trauma within our life. It releases that and releases the stagnant energy within that. So it does that, and it helps to enhance your sexual appetite. Womb semen is just really nice. And then in addition to that, it helps you lose weight. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm talking too fast because I know we have
You're fine.
But that's another thing that I always tell women is that it detoxes our body. So it pulls from our pores as well, not just within us, but also our pores. And so what is healing about that is it actually takes inches off of us. So it gives you like a cardio kind of workout by just sitting there because you're sweating and your body is detoxifying all of toxins out of your body.
All right. Well, before I continue, you mentioned female listeners, so I just want to say, I should have said this at the beginning, and I apologize, but if anybody wants to call in and ask Jade a question, the number is 347-945-6003. Press the 1 key, and you will be on the air to ask Jade a question. Now, Mark, what's your question?
Well, no, I've heard pineapple juice a half an hour before you have sex makes the semen taste better. Is that true?
Pineapple juice is good, but I don't think that it is within the day that it we don't think that. Typically, again, I normally say, stay away from the animal products and alcohol, and if he can, cigarettes, because I know cigarettes are very addictive. So that would be my suggestion, at least for 24 to 48 hours, and just allow his body to cleanse and clear out, and then you can possibly taste a difference. In addition to that, if he is a thick ejaculator, he sometimes having those things that I just mentioned and that you mentioned, the pineapple, it also can help with the texture as well. Sometimes you can notice over time, if he hasn't ejaculated for a couple days, a couple weeks, his semen may be thicker than other times. Sometimes that's always what it is. But when he starts to eat more healthier, you notice a difference also in the thickness. If you're I'm saying that just in case you're somebody that feels like I'm not feeling the thickness, and that's what makes me gag, like that texture. Sometimes that does help with that.
So what about these eggs? May I change the topic for a minute? What about these eggs?
Absolutely.
I have to ask you about the eggs. Now, what if a woman has not, had too much action down there in the vajayjay for a long time? How will these eggs help her? Will they help men too? Especially ones that haven't really had any action down there.
Okay. I've never sold them to men and never advertised them for men. My research and my studies have always been with women. So I will tell you that right now. So I think that question would be best posed to someone who actually experiences that, because I don't even see that. I have never seen that as far as it being suggested for a man. However,
I've never seen it on porno. I've never seen any porno on it. So yeah, you're right.
I've never seen anything, a read up or anything on it. So my studies have always been with women, unfortunately. But I will say that for women, it has also healing properties as well. Yoni eggs are great for if you're someone who knows about Benoit balls. They're very similar to Benoit balls because they are Benoit balls have weights in them, inside of them. They have weights in them. And that's what helps us to tighten and tone is we're pulling those weights within us. We're keeping them in. We're doing our squeezing and our Kegel workouts. You understand? So
yeah.
These eggs, because they're natural stones, they are already weighted because of them being stones. In addition to, so she benefits from that. She gets the Kegel workout, the tightening and toning of those muscles help with that. In addition to that, there are properties that each stone has that is safe for internal use. And I say that because there are yoni eggs that, I'm sorry, let me not say yoni. There are eggs, stones that are shaped like eggs, okay? Not yoni
yeah.
eggs, but stones that are shaped like eggs that are not meant for internal use. Internal use. I'm getting ready to say eternal. Oh, my goodness.
Eternal. Eternal. Heavenly.
I'm about to make up my own words on the radio. But, So there are eggs that are not meant for internal use. So, therefore, not all eggs are yoni eggs. They're not safe for the body, for internal use of the body. But the properties of the eggs that are safe, there are different properties of those eggs. The eggs that are not meant for the internal use can also be used for some method of manifesting things into your life. Eggs, the stones, each stone, like, for example, a rose quartz. It brings in love. It attracts purity, innocence, different energies like that that it brings in for you. It helps with your sex center, so it does help with that as well. So this particular egg, this rose quartz egg, you can use internally. And you can manifest while the egg is in you and you're doing Kegel workouts. The other thing that's great for this particular stone is that you have, well, women have, meridian points within their vaginal walls, okay? Those are those ridges inside of our walls, lady. So each of those, like the bottom of our feet, like our hands, they are attached to different organs in our bodies, in the reproductive system. So the rose quartz actually also helps with just bringing loving energy to those meridian points and helping to heal different things that may be emotionally going on in your life. The reason that that's good is because also sometimes when we, and I might be off track a little bit in saying this and you not understand, but when a man when a man has sex with a woman, sometimes, and for men have sex with you all, sometimes they hit different parts of us sexually that can impact different parts of us. You understand? So for women, if we're tapped wrong and those meridian points are hit incorrectly, sometimes it can impact, like, our heart. Over our heart, we start having chest pains after sex. Or we might have cramping in the abdominal part of our, you know, side. And this is impacted through the way you were touched, the way you were tapped internally, sexually. So that really can impact us. And that aid can assist with that. Also, real quick, sexually, I would say this, I say this to all of my clients and everybody, no matter what their sexual preference, that when you are with someone sexually and you break off with that person, you break up with that person, you should not jump right into a relationship with another person, because sexually you have not been disconnected from that other person you just broke up with. The energetic flow, energy is real. So the energetic flow that exists, you would have to do a cleansing. You would have to really put yourself in a place of alignment that disconnects you from this person. And it's hard to disconnect the cord sometimes if you don't know what you're doing. So I typically say, you know, 6 months to a year, that energy can still be connected to you.
All right. All right, well, Jade, we're just going to take a two-minute break, and then we will continue this conversation. So goodbye, everybody.
Okay. We're going to get down and dirty.
Controversial. Real. Unparalleled. Author Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for he would not leave you.
All right, everybody, we are back live. This is Chris Michael Ward filling in for authoress Terry E. Lyle, and I had to play that commercial. That was one of the requirements when I took this, when I was asked to fill in for Terry. She said, promote the book. So I wanted to promote her book, Broken, because you know why? Because I find it's a good book, and, you know, she's the host of the show, so we've got to show the host some love. So buy Broken. After, or maybe during, while you're listening to the show, and if you have questions for our guest, Jade Bryant, you can call us at 347-945-6003, but hurry up because we only got 25 more minutes. So I will open the lines back up to Mark and Jade. All right, Mark and Jade, we are back on the air.
All right.
Okay.
You're
hey.
Playing some really good music right now.
He is, and he did that Aretha tribute. And what do you think about that, Jade? About Miss Franklin?
It was sad. I will tell you guys that I thought that she was going to go any minute anyway when I saw how bad they were making it out that she was, how ill she was. So I felt like with that write-up that it's a matter of time, she's probably just going home to, you know, go in her home, be, you know, passing her home. So it's sad. I love her. She had a lot of wonderful music, and she's going to always be remembered. So she's, no one's going to never forget her.
Yeah, I just heard that her family has decided to have an open cast funeral for her, which I think is a great idea. You know, everyone can see the lady's soul before she goes home. Yeah. And I've been going through it. I have been going through it since all week. Yeah, I've been posting about it and obsessing about it. And at a point, I didn't even turn on the TV because I didn't want to hear any bad news, but I finally got it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I can speak because I'm a big Bette Midler fan, that even Bette Midler's been crying about it, too. So it's touched a lot of her friends, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely.
Well, let's get back to the sex talk.
Let's get back to the sex talk.
Let's get back to the yummy and the goody. Absolutely.
All right, Jade, I will begin this question because I asked you about semen. So since I don't know, and since, and no disrespect to you or anybody else, but how about the taste of the vagina? Can that taste change too?
Absolutely. Same exact way that we discussed it earlier, same for women, is that it can change the taste. It can change the smell. So, absolutely. It goes for us as well. No disrespect at all. No.
All right. All right. So now, what can you tell me, or what can you tell guys who've never tasted vagina? In your experience, I certainly would be willing to tell you.
I wish that I had known that would have been one of the questions, because I would have been prepared for that question. I would have found somebody who could have told me that one.
hey, Jay, believe me, he's not going to either.
Right. Tell me. You know, we can do what we do as women and be in the face and riding that tongue, and we can say, you know, does it taste good? And of course, at that moment, in that moment, he's gonna say, but who knows, like, what he's thinking? So yeah, that would be a great one, even for women. I would love for those women who know, like, hey, tell me how this tastes. What's going on? I need to know. So yeah. Next show, I think I'm gonna try to have that answer for you.
I'll pass my straight male friends.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
He's got a few female friends.
Or your gay female friends. I got a brother. I got an uncle.
I got a father. I got them all.
Okay. Great. Great. Yeah. What I will say is that some people, not guys, because some women might prefer the same thing, but some prefer it shaved. So I know that. And I will say sometimes that can do things with the smell as well. Like sometimes we have our natural scent with the hair, and sometimes you know, it can go away, or it can sweat a little bit with the baldness, or it can be better for the person that's given the oral pleasure. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Jade, you're not the first person I've talked to about sex toys, because I have a grandmother that used to sell them all the time, and she used to have. You know, parties in her house, and I was never allowed to go because I was a kid. And I remember one time, I think I was about 10 years old, she got back and she was tired and sweaty and stuff. So in my mind, I thought she went to these people's houses and actually, you know, used it on herself. And I asked her one time, I asked her one. Listen, I asked her one time. I said, don't you ever get sick of using those things?
No.
Your
well,
grandmother.
I think that
oh,
your grandmother. I love that one when he said grandmother. I had to when he said it the second time. I was like, okay, that is what he said.
Yeah, I call
but
her
yeah,
Nana.
That's,
but yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well,
that's,
Nana
I thought,
knew what she was
you,
doing,
I,
and
yeah, I thought you guys would. I thought you guys would find a kick out of that, and so yeah. So I just thought that was funny, and when she used to sell things, she'd sell it in bulk. She'd sell it to them. And she'd sell it to the people in person. She wouldn't say, get it in the mail, so people would buy it from her that night and take it home. How do
mm-hmm.
people buy
yeah.
it?
Yeah, they also, I have a kit that I carry, and this is a kit that you can touch and just turn it on and just see if you like it. You like the feel of it, you know, because sometimes people get something home and just like, this actually was not for me. I looked at it in the packet and I'm not satisfied. So it provides the ability for the person to experience it through their hands, you know, touching it on their forearm and different things like that, and checking with their partner if they want. It's a fun shopping experience for them to see that. And then you will have the what I call the cash and carry, which you can purchase and then take home with you.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're not selling Tupperware. You're selling sex toys. That's
something. Mm-hmm. Yes. Listen, what I always loved about it is that every night I went home with a smile. Not because of the sale that I made, but because I'm like, there are people that's getting ready to have an orgasm tonight because of me. Because I brought this here, and they've gotten a kick out of everything, and they're like, okay, Jade, I'm taking this. And I'm like, because of that and the education that I gave them, and they were satisfied with what I had said, now they are getting ready to have a blast. I love that.
Jade, what kind of toys would you recommend to people who have not experimented with toys? You know, people like who have sex missionary style with the lights out. You know, they haven't done anything. What do you introduce them to initially?
Okay, so for people who really, really have not experienced, like let's say our young adults, for example, a perfect example, I typically do not, I tell them don't go with a vibrator, don't go with anything at this time except for maybe enhancement oils. The reason that I say that is because I want them to experience and learn to self-pleasure. Do you understand? I at this point, we don't want for the person to, when they are just have just experienced missionary, when they have just experienced here or there, like pillow humping or whatever you want to call it, that kind of gets them going, or a guy, what they call them, dry fucking. This is a time now for you to really enjoy yourself and learn yourself, learn what makes you feel good, especially because now you want to be expressive. A lot of times we are shut down from especially verbally to our partners. You understand? That is our challenge. I don't know if that's in the gay community, but I know for us it is a challenge for women to really talk, because think about it, when we're young, our family like taps us on our hand when we go and start touching ourselves, because we're like, what is this? You know, what's going on here? And so we will get smacked, don't touch yourself, don't do that, you know. Instead of us being talked to and educated properly. So when we start kind of going into the sexual play with someone, sometimes we're shy. We don't know how to respond. So I've had people go into a sex toy party and decide they want the biggest thing there, or they want the most vibration kind of kick. And it's like,
and you
wait
talk
a second, if
out
you
of
haven't
it.
Really – say that again?
You talk them out of it, right? Start slow.
Yeah, I actually, because I'm not just in it for money. I really want you to experience yourself, because how can you, if you start to, first of all, if it's someone like that and they have started using vibrators and they got it on top notch, they're going to get accustomed to that feeling. And when it comes time to feel and touch on themselves, it's going to be hard to mimic that feeling that they started to feel. So that's why, that's another reason why it's better for you to first learn yourself, first experience orgasm through manual stimulation, and then graduate to a vibrator or something more toned down. And so I do normally say, if it's someone who's a little more, say a bullet, and I'll tell them to use it on a low to mild setting first and get to know it. And if they are sensitive, to put like a blanket or something or a cloth between them and the vibrator. So, yeah.
A lot of wisdom in that line of questioning. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So
now I watched your YouTube presentation about the peekaboo stethoscope. You once had available. Yeah, at Erotic Expression.
Yes. Now, it's actually, that's very old. That's a very, very old thing. I think that's over 14 years old, I think. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Because I want to say that was when I, maybe a year or two of me being in the industry, when I saw that, and I was amazed. You can look inside somebody, you know, with this, but...
Did you find that men actually used it to look deeper into the woman's tunnel of love?
You actually say the same expression I say, the tunnel of love. Yes, I love that. Yes. I've actually had some men say to me, why do I need to look in there? And then I've had some men like, yeah, I want to see what's going on up in there. I want to see it. You know, so I've had both sides of the coin on that one. But for the ones that have...
Was it a big seller? Was it a big seller, Jay?
In the beginning, because I'm a good-ass salesperson.
Yeah, you are.
I used to sell computers, and I was a photographer at one time. I used to sell a hell out of... I learned my selling pitch. But anyway, when I first did it, because of the presentation... Yes, but then there were some people that said, hey, you know, after at some point when you start pushing it in deeper and deeper, you lose that. It's just black. You don't see nothing. So
You lose the visual.
Like it's like at first it started getting good, and all of a sudden it was like, what happened? And in addition to that, if she's getting excited and she's creaming, the wetness.
Oh, that'll mess everything up.
Yes. So, you know, you start seeing the white and then nothing. So I took that off of my market as far as that, because I started to, you know, also go with the customer's experience as well, not just something I felt or whatever. I have to go off of you all's experience as well to know what works and what doesn't. So, yeah.
Well, I can imagine that men just want to get in and get out. You know,
right, exactly. yes, and I be trying to teach them too, because I'm like, listen, whoever you having sex with, trust me, they want to feel like, they don't want you to just be like, I got my nut up, I'm done. You're like, wait.
Yeah, leave that for the gynecologist. Leave that for the gynecologist. Right.
Right. yes. So. That becomes a topic that just doesn't get old right there.
Now, Jay,
and you all can experience that too.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I don't want to look at the man's inside.
No, I'm talking about him getting his before you get yours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jade, where can people find you?
They can find me at sacredwombhealing.com. They can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/sacredwombhealing. And on Twitter and Instagram, I'm wombgoddess69.
Okay. And
I had
and,
to add
like 69
Mark, in there, y'all.
Okay. And on Mark mentioned your YouTube. Where can people find you on YouTube?
Oh, they can find erotic expression. I mean, it's old. I don't even use that anymore, but they're welcome to see the products that I used to sell back then. I'm sure that if you see something, you're going to want to reach out to me to find something more up to date.
Yeah. I try my best to research the guests, and I searched your name, you know, Jade Bryant, and I couldn't find anything. So forgive me for not looking you up more. You know, I didn't know where to.
Oh, that's
find
okay. You probably would have found something on the Womb Goddess or Sacred Womb Healing, but it's good. It's okay. We had a great show, and I appreciate you all. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, we got some time left. You know, I was just asking people where they can find. But
okay.
All right. So, Jade, so how long have you been selling sex toys? How many years?
It's been 14, 15 years now. But I will say, it's been 14, 15 years now. But I will say that 3 years ago, I got into the stones, the yoni eggs. And I sell actually vaginal phalluses that are stones. So I have penis that are made from different stones, rose quartz and jade, and they sell good too. Like some people say, oh my God, that's too hard, I can't do that. But some people use it for healing, and some people use it as a manifestation piece for like a sex love altar.
Oh, wow. And what introduced you to, I mean, what made you want to sell sex toys? Did you always want to, or did somebody introduce you to them?
No, I write, like Miss Perry, I write erotica. I write erotic poetry. So when I was younger and in high school, I used to create love letters and erotic greeting cards for people in their relationships. And over time, people would ask me for products in addition to that. And so that's how I got into it, is I started utilizing like the massage candles and including them with my cards and rose petals and different little mild love tonations that enhance the love, the visual when you're setting up the room and everything. But then I started adding sex toys like a couple of years later after doing that, and had been doing it ever since.
Okay. All right. So, you're gonna be coming back in mid-September for a part two. So, you know, I know Miss Terry.
She's got a million questions for you.
Yeah, she's got many questions for you. I couldn't think of any off the top of my head. Yeah, I know Mark asked some good ones. I tried to ask some good ones. So we tried
our
best.
You did. Yeah.
I have another question.
Go ahead.
I always have questions. I always do, especially when it has to do with sex. Miss Jade, I'm sure your in-home presentations produce a lot of nervous laughter and teetering, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what were some of the funniest items you have demonstrated, and describe them, if you will, that really got made people really bust a nut?
or laugh or crack up at a party or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I have, and this is on YouTube as well, but I never put it on my face. I act like I am. If you see the video, you'll see me like acting like I'm getting ready to put this on my chin, but I don't. But it was a chin, and they have one that's better than this now, that's more up to date. But there was a chin dildo that you strap on your head, and at the same time the woman is you know, utilizing it, you can lick her clit. And so I had that, and I used to demonstrate that. But I wouldn't put it all the way on my head. I'll just stick it like, and then I'll play around and put it on my forehead like I was a unicorn or some shit. another dildo that I had that everybody loved. I mean, the lesbians and the heterosexuals, everybody loved this one. But it was a nice size dildo that was had a great, great suction to them. And we called them Big Ben. And so I would just walk up to one of my customers, and they would be in the middle talking, and I would just slam them right next to her head on the wall, and she would be like, oh, my God, or he would be like, oh, my God, you know. And they would take pictures with it and everything. So it was a nice piece to kind of awakening the experience when people were a little shy. Or you play games like Guess Who, and you would tell somebody in the room something. You would write it down, though. It would be written down, and I would read it. And it would be like you have to tell somebody something that no one knew about you, and they would guess. And then at the end of the night, we would reveal who it was. I would call out the questions again, the answers to my question, and they would reveal it. And so people would be like, oh, my God, you had a threesome, or you did it with this person, or, you know, so it would be interesting to see people raising their hands, and they'll slowly raise their hand like, oh, my God, everybody's going to know it's me, and, you know, yeah.
All the secrets would come out, right?
All the secrets would come out, and it would just be funny because I would just love the expressions that some people had. Like one sister, she was a baby sister, and her sister was looking around when it was like, okay, I had a threesome before, and everybody's screaming because they know that this is the hostess, and her sister's behind her, raising her hand, looking at her sister, like, oh, my God, she's getting ready to turn around. And she's like, who is it? Who is it? And she looks, and she's like, you? So it really was interesting, and at the end of the night, they talked, and then she said, we have to have a talk, you know. So it brought open a conversational piece for them after everybody had left. So that was great as well. So, you know, the interaction is really fun. It's good. And whatever I can do to ease the discomfort and make it more comfortable.
You know what? I bet you're a master at that. I really, really do. I bet you're wonderful at it.
I try to be. Thank you.
Now, Jade, outside of selling sex toys and being the goddess of womb, what do you do on your downtime?
I like making candles. I love cooking. So
I know I saw Facebook. I saw that Facebook picture.
You did? Oh, I love cooking. I love cooking cultural foods and different things. So. So I love doing that on my downtime. I love writing my poetry. I really love to make love to that. I love making love to my poetry.
I love masturbate. I love masturbate your sexual poem. I loved it.
Thank you so much.
It was so inventive.
Did you hear that on SoundCloud? Was that on SoundCloud that you heard it on?
I saw it somewhere while I was, but I loved it.
Okay, so you heard me on there. You heard the moaning and everything. Oh, my gosh. The whole effect.
The
yes.
whole thing, yeah.
Great. I'm glad you liked it. Thank you.
It's funny, Mark. I thought you said I love to masturbate. I was going to say, who doesn't?
hers is called masturbate. Chris yes. Michael, hers is called Masturbate with a K, not Masturbate, Masturbate.
All right. We got 90 seconds. Any last words, Mark?
Oh, we have to do a part two with Miss Terry and all of us.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We're going to. Yeah.
That's my last
how
words.
You,
yes.
She's going to come back. Jade, any last words?
I just want to say thank you for having me. I love you all. I appreciate you, and I can't wait to hang out with you all again.
All right. Well, on that note, folks, thank you for joining us on this Unmask, and me and Mark will see you. We'll be with you back next week. All right. Have a good night.
Hey, yeah. That's
good
right.
night.
Thank you. Thank you, dear. I love you.
Love you.
You're listening to authoress Terry E. Lyle's Blog Talk Radio. It's the interview that pays to listen to with the honest, candid truth in your face.